For, to the best of our knowledge, producer Veronica Rickert, loving birds didn't come easy. But somewhere along the way, that started to change.
There are days in early March when I'm going about life as usual, walking to work, picking up groceries, and I catch a sharpness in the air, the sense of earth splitting open. And without any conscious intent, my thoughts incline to the twisting country roads of my childhood, listening for the crack of breaking ice, watching moonlight flash through pine trees, and straining my ears for low, eerie calls in the night. This is what happens when you grow up the daughter of a birdwatcher.
Commentator and producer Veronica Rickert.
I was in college before I realized that people were talking about basketball tournaments when they referred to March Madness, not barred owl mating season. I didn't take birds into my heart of my own free will. Birds were twitchy, hard to see, and they had beady eyes. Ducks, sparrows, finches, shorebirds, all alike. Their very names conjured up dark memories. For instance, bald eagle, mid-February. My mother drives the car into a snowbank in Sauk County on an eagle-watching excursion. We walk a half hour in sub-zero temperatures to get a tow. Or LeConte sparrow, July. My mother drives the Oldsmobile off a sandy shoulder near Lake Superior. She attempts a Y-turn. We block traffic in both directions as a semi-driver drags us out of the ditch. Because of my mother, I know, against my own inclination, that chickadees are curious, blue jays eat the young of other birds, great horned owls are known as flying tigers, and you can call in just about any bird by making an aspirated psh, psh through your teeth. At 9, I was a ringer at the Milwaukee Zoo raptor shows my mother insisted we attend with my godmother, LaVon. And by the time I was 11, I knew the woman up north had seen a great blue heron, not a pterodactyl, as she swore somewhat hysterically to anyone within earshot. But because of her avian zealotry, I learned eventually to love March. A state park at night is a lonely place to be in March. The road winds and twists through groves of towering trees, patches of crusty snow still sparkling at their bases. There were no campers, no warm chimneys of ash climbing in the air, and the ranger's house was dark and deserted. I rolled my window partway down. Naturally, my mother's was wide open. She was hanging halfway out, peering up into the trees. Her face to the wind, my mother was fearless and flushed with chill. I longed to be like her. I also wish she'd quit squawking out the window so we could go home already. Her raucous barred owl cry, a fortissimo rendition of the birder's translation, "Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you?" culminating in an odious yawp, reverberated through the forest. Was I deluded in sensing an embarrassed silence from the woods around us? But far off in the distance, we heard a reply. A smooth, tender sound, rounded at the edges as though coming through the froth of a down pillow. While we sat motionless in the car, my mother talked to the owl. Incredibly, her suitor ignored her ridiculous accent and responded in kind, each time a little closer. Fantastic night music, this duet of theirs, my mother and her barred owl. She called the owl down within 15 feet of the car, where it sat baffled in a tree, its huge eyes blinking down at her at this shabby excuse for a lover, like nothing he'd ever seen. We shared the same little point in time, and the lines of our lives and our species crossed for a precious instant as we regarded one another incredulously. My mother and I broke the gaze first, quarreling over the best pair of binoculars, and the owl flew off without a sound to try his luck elsewhere. After all, this was March, and love was in the air. Last year, my new husband heard my mother's barred owl call for the first time. To my great relief, he decided not to leave me. Under her tutelage, he's learning the names of sparrows, how to tell a heron from a crane, and the proper way to call in a barred owl. Some nights, we'll hear a lonely song from high up in the night sky, and we take turns calling it in. First him, then me.
to the best of our knowledge, producer Veronica Rickert with an essay she calls Remembrance of Birds Past.